Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Romans 8, 12 to 13. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Reflect with me on the theme, living by the Spirit, not the flesh. In Romans 8, 12 to 13, the Apostle Paul issues a compelling call for action to all believers. This passage encapsulates the essence of sanctification, the lifelong process of becoming more like Christ and growing in holiness. Paul's words serve as a spiritual wake-up call, reminding us that as followers of Christ, we are no longer debtors to the flesh, obligated to live according to its sinful desires. The theme here is clear. Sanctification is not a passive endeavor. It requires our active participation and cooperation with the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul draws a stark contrast between two parts, living according to the flesh and living by the Spirit. The consequences of these choices couldn't be more different. To live according to the flesh leads to spiritual death, while living by the Spirit results in true life and freedom. Dear friends, the battleground of sanctification is within our hearts and our minds. It is a daily struggle against the sinful desires of the flesh. However, as Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones emphasizes, we are not left to fight this battle alone. Christ has already won the victory, and the Holy Spirit empowers us to overcome sin. This passage serves as a powerful reminder that sanctification is an ongoing, active process. It involves putting to death the sinful deeds of the body, continuously surrendering our sinful inclinations to Christ, and allowing the Holy Spirit to work within us. It is a journey marked by repentance, by faith, and by transformation. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit, who empowers us to live victoriously over the desires of our flesh. Help us to continually recognize the choices before us and to choose the path of the Spirit. Strengthen our resolve to mortify the deeds of the body daily and lean into the Spirit's guidance. As we journey through the process of sanctification, may we grow in holiness, reflecting Christ more each day of our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.